Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Jonathan Keller, president of the California Family Council. All week, we've been talking about the Supreme Court case, NIFLA, coming out of California. Jonathan, we really need to be praying for the Supreme Court, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you, the good news is that I think the prayers of people were really felt in the courtroom. I had the opportunity to attend a luncheon with the attorneys from Alliance Defending Freedom after the oral argument. And there was really a sense of calm and peace because Dr. Mike Ferris, president of ADF, and Kristen Wagner, who's legal counsel and vice president, they both said that they could tell that even some of the traditionally more pro-abortion justices really expressed some skepticism with the state of California's efforts here. And I think this is a reminder that God moves in the hearts of the members of the Supreme Court. And I would encourage all your listeners, pray. Pray for Chief Justice John Roberts as he works to assign the opinion, but especially pray for those swing justices, for Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is so often the deciding vote. But I'm going to ask, really, Karen, your listeners to pray for a miracle, because every time you see one of these Supreme Court cases that is a 5-4 decision, unfortunately, it can almost create more problems than it solves. I think sometimes can make our friends that are on the other side of the aisle to be much more angry and much more aggressive. But if somehow, by God's grace, we could get maybe a 6-3 decision, or I heard someone say yesterday, one of the attorneys said, this could even be a 9-0 decision. Anything like that, where we see even some of the more liberal justices, if they would be willing to come across to the pro-free speech side of the aisle and recognize, look, regardless of your feelings on abortion, this is an issue of conscience. If they would be willing to do that, I actually think that would go a long way to helping restore respect for the First Amendment and for freedom of speech in this country.
Thank you, Jonathan, for joining us today. Tomorrow, listen in as we discuss faith-based pregnancy centers and the great work they are doing in our country.